It's after midnight in the Clockwork Kingdom. The mechanical automata are now beginning to walk about, and some of them are very dangerous. Meanwhile, Mojo is at the rotunda waiting for Jack Flanders, who seems to be constantly getting lost.
Hey, Mojo. The moon's out again. I think I can find my way now.
Well, things are pretty lively back here.
What do you mean?
Someone's been winding up all these automata, and they're walking all over the place. Here comes another one.
Watch yourself, huh?
If I see Mr. Hoodie, he's not getting a high five from me. No way.
The last time he took a swipe at me, he got his side stuck in the street.
Well, like they say, you can be a king or a street sweeper.
But everybody dances with the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. Well, Mojo, shall I tell him to save the next dance for you?
Hey, the moon's coming back out. You better get moving.
Hey, somebody's coming.
It takes two to get one in trouble.
Oh, my God. It looks like Mae West.
Man, now you got Mae West chasing after you.
I'm no angel, but I've been known to spread my wings a bit.
It even sounds like her.
Ooh, and I'm good. I'm very, very good.
Exactly like her.
But when I'm bad, I'm better.
Maybe she wants to give you a big, busty hug.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stand here and find out.
And the time you got nothing to do, and a lot of time to do it. Come up and see me sometime.
Thanks anyway. I got some other things to do.
Oh, I've always said, it's not the men in your life, it's the life in your men.
The mind is for seeing, the heart is for hearing.
Who is that?
She is Isis, the High Priestess.
How do you know?
See the crown she wears? This is the crown of the High Priestess.
The mind is for seeing, the heart is for hearing.
She is Isis, the divine feminine.
But Andola, inside her, she is merely clockwork.
She is beautiful, is she not?
The mind is for seeing, the heart is for hearing.
Where is she going?
She is wisdom. We will follow. Come, Claudine.
The mind is for seeing.
I hear someone is playing a piano.
One never knows. You won.
Is this the wind-up Fetzy Walter Mojo was speaking of?
Don't know what it is. Don't mess with it.
My, look how he rolls his eyes.
One never knows. You won. Don't know what it is. Don't mess with it.
Jack, are you lost?
Running into these wind-up robots.
Yeah, I've been watching them walking and talking.
And some of these alleys are so narrow, there's no room to pass. I have to backtrack.
Today is the tomorrow. You're worried about yesterday.
Who's that?
An old man with a long beard.
Today is the tomorrow. You're worried about yesterday.
Mojo, look, why don't you wait for me inside the rotunda, okay?
Today is the tomorrow. You're worried about yesterday.
Oh, I like watching the parade passing by.
I know, but some of these automata are really wound up and crazy.
Okay, I'll be waiting inside.
And lock the doors.
There's no locks in this city.
Well, don't open it for mechanical men carrying sharp... Oh, excuse me.
Oh. You better watch that cough.
It's just dust.
Well, you know what they say.
What?
It's not the cough that carries you off. It's the coffin they carry you off in.
Oh, God.
The clockwork automata walk behind one another. As they walk, they wind each other.
Where are they going?
They are going down below.
Down inside the clock?
Yes, into the bowels of the Clockwork Kingdom.
But why are they leaving the city?
We will follow. We will see. Come, Claudine.
I want to find Jack.
The automata. They are going below to start the clock.
How do you know this?
That is their purpose, to serve the clock.
They all serve the clock.
Don't you want to hear the heart of the clock?
The fool flatters himself. The wise man flatters the fool.
The automata, they are everywhere.
The fool flatters himself. The wise man flatters the fool.
Are they all becoming alive?
The fool flatters himself. The wise man flatters the fool.
Why do they chase Flanders?
The fool flatters himself. The wise man flatters the fool.
Because they appear so benevolent. And yet another one.
Today is the good old days of tomorrow.
Who can dispute? Makes sense, no?
Today is the good old days of tomorrow.
Oh, the city overflows mit Altweiber-Aussagen.
Mojo! Mojo, it's Jack! Are you in there?
Common sense is never common.
Oh, great. Here comes another loose nut.
Common sense is never common.
At least she's not carrying something to whack me with.
Common sense is never common.
Just you? Where are your wind-up friends?
I swear, some of these robots should have a label that says hazardous to your health.
Why were they chasing you? What did you do to them?
I didn't do a thing. They just turned on me.
Well, the ones I met seemed pretty cordial.
Yeah, I don't know why, but for some reason, I always attract the negative archetypes.
Captain, are you there?
It's the Contessa.
Captain Von Bonbon.
Contessa, it's Jack.
Have you seen the captain?
Is he down here?
The captain and Claudine are looking for you.
Hang on.
I'll get it.
Whatever you do, don't stick your neck out.
I'll hold your hat out on a pole. And see if Mr. Reaper is out there.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's the captain.
Contessa, the captain has found us.
Ah, Flanders, the city is filled with talking automata. They follow one another. They are going somewhere.
Captain, where's Claudine?
She is with Endola, but who has wound up the automata?
I think they're possessed.
Possessed? Demons? No.
Jack, have you ever met a demon?
I have, and more than one.
And you, Mojo, have you?
Oh, yeah. But they're not all scary. Some of them are just little imps.
I cannot believe it is a demon.
Then you tell me, how did the devil know my name?
Now, you say they have a brass cylinder, and when wound up, the cylinder spins and they speak.
I have heard them myself.
But will they not always say the exact same word?
Well, that's true. Except when they're chasing Jack.
I met an automaton playing a piano. He winked and said, if you don't know what it is, then don't mess with it.
Oh, that's Fats. He's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Well, I'm going to find Claudine.
Okay, hang on. I'm coming too.
I will join you. Contessa, we will return soon.
Henner, be careful.
What is that?
They are winding the great clock.
The automata?
Yes, the automata.
You mean they wind each other up? And the clock too?
That is what they do.
But if they start the clock, what will happen?
We do not know.
The gears! They're beginning to turn!
Come, Claudine. Let us descend into the heart of the clock.
But the clock is becoming alive!
Now is not the time to hesitate.
No. No, I have changed my mind.
The time to change was yesterday. The time to awaken is today.
So that was the rotunda?
Yeah, apparently it was a meeting place. It may have been for some sort of organization of islands.
Yeah, we figured that's what all those flags were for.
Each island was represented by a flag?
Every flag had the symbol of a gear. They made up the different parts of the clock.
Oh, what is that? What is that sound? What is happening?
I think the clock is beginning again.
Tick, tick, tock. Goes the doomsday clock.
Come back, Lord.
to find Jack. I have to know that he's all right.
Dorothy.
Colette?
Yes, it is I, Colette.
You are here.
When you are here, I am here.
Have you seen Jack?
Yes, and I have seen Mojo too.
Where are they?
They are solving the riddle.
What do you mean?
You know, the riddle of the Clockwork Kingdom.
Are they safe?
Why?
Well, Jack said he was being chased by a wind-up automata.
Which one?
The Grim Reaper.
But he's all springs and gears. He has no mind.
I heard him speak. He kept repeating, death pays all debts.
Oh, it's a little cylinder inside his head. It whirls around when he speaks. It is very clever.
He wasn't threatening Jack?
No.
Oh, I'm glad to be out of there.
Oh, I have had so much fun.
Have you spoken to Jack?
Jack does not like me.
Oh, Colette, he doesn't understand you. And you have done things that weren't very nice.
He said that I am merely a figment of your lack of imagination.
What? Jack never said that.
But he says something like that.
Oh, Colette.
He's not a nice man.
Jack is a very kind man.
You know what they say? All saint without, all devil within.
Oh, Colette, Jack is not like that.
You're like, they say the monk's habit is never so blessed that the devil can't hide inside it.
Okay, stop it. I don't want to hear this.
Oh, I like to play the devil. He's so much fun.
It looks like they've all left the city. I don't see anyone.
How long have people been making these wind-up things?
Oh, quite a while.
In the 15th century BC, Amenhotep, son of Hapu, made a statue of Memnon, king of Ethiopia. It uttered a melodious sound when it struck by the sun's rays in the morning and again at sunset.
That's 1,500 years before J.C.
Oh, yes. The automata goes back for thousands of years.
Yeah, they say even the Greeks... The ancient Greeks were obsessed with the idea of creating mechanical living beings.
The Greeks had very advanced engineering skills. They used steam and water as a source of power to animate their statues.
Well, they certainly had the technology and the ingenuity to have used steam-powered devices.
But it's not until the 15th century that the truly remarkable automata were created. Johannes Müller was reputed to have made an artificial eagle. It flew to greet the Emperor Maximilian on his entry to Nuremberg in 1470, then returned to perch on top of a city gate, and then by stretching its wings and bowing, it saluted the Emperor on his arrival.
We haven't seen anything that fancy here.
Yeah, you know, that's all I'd need, dodging some mechanical eagles now.
How about a mechanical tiger?
Ah, Leonardo da Vinci made a mechanical lion in honor of King Louis XII. The lion advanced towards the king, stopped, and the lion opened its chest with a claw and pointed to the fleur-de-lis coat of arms of France.
Well, there you go.
The early Greeks had devised fantastic devices that would not be developed for a further 2,000 years. If history had been different and not so turbulent, we would have seen steam-driven boats, carriages, and even automobiles.